This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, a U.S. Senate committee is set for a hearing on the prescription drug benefit program for seniors, known as Medicare, Part D. That's been around now for 10 years. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at what this plan has meant to the pharmaceutical industry.
On the one hand, it's meant tens of millions of new customers. Mark Duggan is an economist at the University of Pennsylvania.
It expanded insurance coverage to many elderly and disabled Medicare recipients who wouldn't otherwise have that coverage.
But
on the other hand, the plans that Medicare recipients joined were very effective at negotiating price discounts.
Duggan says Part D plans, which are run by insurance companies, have steered patients to generics. He says that's helped keep down the cost of prescription drugs. Spending increases have slowed from 11% a year to under 4% since Part D came online. Yale economist Fiona Scott-Morton says the emphasis on cheaper drugs has pushed companies to be more innovative if they want a big payday.
It forces firms to think about, what can I invent that's actually not just a me-too drug, but is something that breaks new ground?
Still, Scott Morton says, thanks to Part D, drug makers are selling their products to millions more Americans than they were 10 years ago. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.